why are you being nice to me? What's your angle? Are you trying to trick me? Are you out to get something from me? Am I being manipulated here? These are the things we might worry about, because sometimes there are people out to get us. There are people who are going to try to cheat us. Let's talk about these people who are sneaky right here on the Corner of Truth and Life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and we have been talking about fake versus real for the last few episodes. We've talked about that just because somebody says they're a Christian doesn't mean that they really are. That people may have slapped that label on themselves and, well, they may mean it, but it doesn't mean they actually fit the definition. We've talked about the fact that if you're going to use the word Christian, which of course has the name of Christ in it, is a Christian, a Christ person, that probably, to be accurate, we should figure out what Jesus said would be true of his people. Because just because someone says they're a Christian doesn't mean they actually know Jesus. It doesn't mean they're actually one of his people. And because of that, and because so many people will call themselves Christians, sometimes we have a pretty dim view of Christians that has everything to do with people who have called themselves that but haven't lived according to that definition. So the last few episodes, and they're available on our website if you want to go back, a podcast, we've been talking about that. And today we have a kind of a continuation of that, and yet something interesting. As Jesus was explaining it through the Apostle John, a little bit about what it means to be one of his people. And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 13, and going on, he talks again about what is the real thing. And we've talked about in previous episodes about love. And so this is a little jarring. Because he says, "Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you." Well, that's kind of rough. Because I thought it was just supposed to be love, 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 love. Well, the love is supposed to come from us, but it doesn't mean we'll get it back. Now, the first thing we have to look at when it says, "Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you." He talks about that other places. In fact, when Jesus was on earth, Jesus talked about that. He said, "Listen, they're going to kill me. What do you think they're going to do with you?" Now, here's where we have to be very clear, and the Bible is very clear. Why did they kill Jesus? Not because he was a jerk. Not because he went around and treated people terribly. Now, Jesus said things that people didn't like. But he wasn't mean to people. Now, he wasn't overly impressed with the religious people of his day. And he did get a little rough on them. But to people who were sinning, he was really nice to. And he treated them well. He said they were sick and they needed a doctor, and he was there to help. And so people who were involved in doing bad things that God judged, Jesus said, "I didn't come to judge the world, I came to save the world. I came to help you. I didn't come to condemn you, I came to help you." And so it wasn't that he was going around being a jerk. It was actually the people that killed him were, "You're threatening our thing." He threatened the religious leaders' power because they were using people's sin as a power play to be over them. And he threatened the government because he said, "Actually, I'm going to be the king." And he didn't mean right then he wasn't going to lead a political revolution, but they didn't want to take the chance. And so even though the biggest thing he did was be good to people, and he even told them to pay their taxes, they still hated him and killed him. And so he says, now, the world's going to hate you too, for those same reasons. And if you look throughout the world, there are plenty of times when Christians have been persecuted and killed for no other reason than they're Christians, not because they're jerks, not because they go around and cause problems. It's because they're Christians, and the state or other religions have felt threatened by them, but not because they were threatening. And that's very important to start with, that when Jesus talks to his followers, he says, you're going to treat people with love, you're going to be gentle, you're going to be peacemakers. And they'll still try to kill you. They're going to hate you. Don't be surprised if that happens. And I can back this up because I'd only read the first verse here. There's more. So let me just back up and start over, but keep going. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life, meaning becoming a real Christian, because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life living or residing in him. And what it's saying is not saying, well, if you're a murderer, you can't go to heaven. Some people would read it that way, but that's not what he's saying. He says a murderer, if you're a murderer, if you don't have love, that's a sign that you do not have my life in you. You're not a real Christian. There are people who have committed murder who have become Christians after the fact, and God has forgiven them. But he says, if you're full of hate, then you're not full of me, and you're not one of mine. And that's pretty crucial there, and we talked about that in the previous episode, the idea of if you're full of hate, you're not full of Jesus, because Jesus said, this is how people will know that you're mine, you're going to love each other. And here he says, so we know that we're crossed over into life, that we're really with Jesus, because we love. And now, this is the next thing he says. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. So we're going to lay down. So the world may hate us, but we're going to give. Even to the point of being willing to lay down our life the way Jesus laid down his life. And then he applies it even deeper. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. So he says, listen, this is how you're going to know. The world may hate you, but not because you're a jerk. You're gonna give. You're going to give sacrificially, even to the point, even if it kills you. You're going to be ready to lay down your lives for your brothers and sisters. So you're not trying to get things out of people, you're trying to give people things. You're offering, not taking. And this is one of the things that's important when we understand, okay, who's true and who's fake as a Christian. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 10, Paul warns them about some fake people. He says that these people, he says, as surely as the truth of Christ is in me, that I'm really a Jesus person, nobody in the regions of Achaia will stop this boasting of mine. In other words, nobody can stop what I'm about to say. Why? Is it because I do not love you? God knows I do love you. And I will keep on doing what I am doing in order to cut the ground from under those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with us in the things they boast about. For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. They are pretending to be Christians. They are pretending to be apostles. He says, but the reason they're doing it is for them. They want the fame. And by the fame, they would also then get supported by the churches and get some fortune too. And if you look through, Paul said, listen, I didn't even ask you for money. I had other churches support me so that I would come to you and not ask you for money, because I wanted to be really clear. These other people were hitting you up for money and they wanted your respect because they like the power and the pay. And I'm doing what I'm doing because I love you and I will give up. I will sacrifice for you. And that's how you can tell what's real, because these guys are fake. They are masquerading. They're not looking to die for you. They're looking to shear you like sheep. They're looking to live off you. They're looking for what they can get. They're looking for the money and the fame. They want to boast about how many followers they have. And so we see a real difference here with, well, who's a real Christian and who's a fake Christian? Well, he says, well, the real one, the world may hate them, but they are going to lay down their lives. They're going to give up. They're going to be willing to share. Now, they, you know, may be wise. You have to be careful. But not greedy. Not seeking your own enrichment at the expense of others. But instead, even willing to sacrifice even your own life for others. As opposed to trying to get rich off of others. And there are plenty of people who call themselves Christian. A lot of the ones on the TV and stuff, they want fame and they want money and they live well. And they go, well, I've got the blessing of God. No, what you do is you have the money of the people and you've got a lot of it because you told them to send it to you. And so you live in large with the Rolls Royces and private jets and you're famous. And you are not giving up of yourself. You are, but you love the title. And so we need to be aware of that, because again, people will look at that and they'll say, well, man, you know, that's why I'm not a Christian. No, that shouldn't be a reason why you're not a Christian. You should recognize that they're not. And again, it's not that you're being judgmental. It's that the Word of God, the Bible, has been very clear, very simple and clear on what is real and what is fake. And Paul says here, he says, listen, I come to you because I love you. And I don't love what you give me. I don't love what I get from you. I love what I can give you. In fact, I will go out of my way to make other arrangements so that it's very clear to you that I'm not in it for me. I'm in it for you. Because I want you to know Jesus, not because I want you to give me attention and fame and money. Those guys are fake. And we need to realize that, because you're going to see people who look good, sound good, and do the right, say all the right things. But look at, what are their motives? Are they sacrificial? Or are they sponges, sucking it all up, taking it all for themselves? And if they are, they don't meet Jesus' definition of one of Jesus' people. They're false. And maybe they don't even realize they're false, but they don't meet the definition of Christian.
Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.